This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. This week, CJ Blue, first vice chairman on the CHS board of directors, joins us to talk about the future of cooperatives. CJ, how are cooperatives evolving to meet the challenges farmers and ranchers face today, such as supply chain challenges and high input costs?
Mike, I think even before inflation and the economic environment that we're in today, or we find ourselves in, cooperatives have and will continue to need to evolve and make investments to keep up with the producer. You think about the speed at which crops get planted and harvested today, the pace that it goes. In order to remain relevant, cooperatives are going to have to continue to make investments in technology, infrastructure, and talent just to keep up. They're just going to have to. But with respect to supply chain issues and high input costs specifically, I think cooperatives are getting closer to the customer, and they've always been close just because, you know, our customer is our owner, if you think about a co-op. But the co-op needs to have a deep understanding of what that individual producer's needs are, what their needs are going to be going forward, so they can meet those and then hopefully deliver that at a value that keeps producers from going broke today. I mean, that's the mission, right? I also think that in this environment, you know, no supplier wants to own the last ton or the last gallon, and co-ops are no different in that. Everybody's trying to manage their downside risk that we have today with these inflated values on everything. But I think the cooperative can sometimes have an advantage in this compared to their suppliers, just because they can play the long game. You know, they're not worried about the quarterly investment number or you know, that kind of thing. And so cooperatives can have an advantage, I think, in this environment. For CHS specifically, I'd say as a regional cooperative and as part of the larger cooperative system that both local co-ops and producers are a part of, this gives CHS an opportunity to leverage investments that we've made on behalf of our owners. Investments like the nitrogen manufacturing that allows CHS to participate in the margin structure of manufacturing. And then the global relationships that we have, you know, it just helps us domestically if we think about the world access that we have to supply, not only on the input side, but on the output side as well. And as a cooperative, you know, we as farmers get to participate in that incremental margin that we can create with those global relationships. So that's why we like to say we're, you know, CHS and we're creating connections to empower agriculture, right?
CJ, how do you anticipate the way producers work with co-ops to change as we go to the future?
I think it's going to continue to evolve, and the speed at which change happens is, as they say, just continues to increase and get more and more rapid. But, you know, I see more technology coming into play, and the relationships that we have are still going to be those relationships, those human relationships that we have, and the way we deliver value in the cooperative system. But technology is going to be a huge part of that. I think, you know, as I said, that, you know, that this closer relationship with the producer is going to continue to be more and more important as we start to plan for what those needs are and think about, you know, not only now, what the future is, what that producer is going to need going forward. And so those are some of the things that I see us maybe working differently or continue to evolve and work on as we go forward.
Let's look out 25 years. CJ, what does the cooperative system look like?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I wish I, you know, had the crystal ball like everybody. I see the cooperative system continuing to consolidate, you know, and that can be a bad word, I think, sometimes on producers' minds or farmers' minds. If we look at, you know, equipment dealers and some of those things with consolidation has happened, and bigger is not always better. But the challenge for the cooperative system, though, is that we've got to remain relevant for not just this generation, but generations in the future. And so I think we're going to continue to see some consolidation happen across the marketplace. The good thing about the cooperative is while the administrative offices may not be in the hometown anymore, they might be in the next town over. They might be 50 or 100 miles away. They might be in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. But cooperatives are the best way to keep money local. That, you know, that money is returned back to the farmers. Case in point would be, you know, CHS has had a great year. We've made an announcement to return $1 million cash back to the country. And so I think that demonstrates the value of the cooperative system and that, you know, that money stays there. As farmers, we get to participate up and downstream in this system by having farmer ownership and the cooperative system in the marketplace.
CJ, you serve in leadership in the cooperative system. Why do you commit your time and your energy to cooperatives?
Well, I'm passionate about the cooperative system. I think that farmer ownership in the marketplace, like I like to say, is extremely important. That cooperative system to be relevant and viable here, you know, not just for my kids, but for my grandkids. You know, unfortunately, I had to get involved in this and become a leader in it before I truly understood the value of it and kind of learned the history of why these cooperatives were started in the first place. Not everybody's going to have an opportunity. And so I think we need to continue to tell the story and do a better job of it. But for me personally, I've become passionate about it. I want to ensure the fact that it's here. These are perpetual businesses. These businesses aren't going to go away. We don't plan on them retiring. We want them to be here for our kids and grandkids. And anything I can do to help with that, anything that I can do to help keep the cooperative system relevant, I can spend a lot of energy and time on that. I can get passionate about it in a hurry.
That's CJ Blue, first vice chairman of the CHS Board of Directors. CJ, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you, Mike.
And thank you for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.